It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25. We're going to begin reading with the 13th verse of that chapter, Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, I'd love for you to study the site because we got a wonderful many studies there for you to look at and to grow and to come to know the Lord Jesus through the studies. So please that you would open the website up. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Very simple, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Matthew chapter 25, beginning to read with verse 13, Matthew 25, 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came, brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth, and lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reaped where I sowed not, and gatherest where I strawed not. Thou oughtst therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall it be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now we're going to end the reading there with that 30th verse, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come today and enjoy your presence, enjoy your power. It's such a joy, Lord, to be able to study your precious word and to proclaim it. I thank and praise you for the ministry that you have given to us with this, with the radio, that we may go across the airways. And I pray, Father, that many will listen, and not only listen, but they will truly hear, Father, what you have to say in your precious word. It's not what I have to say, Father, it's what you have to say, the truth, the word of God. And I pray that they trust your precious word, will study your precious word, and will come to know you as their God. And only way that that can come to pass is, Father, if they come to know your Son, the Lord Jesus. Please, Father, just guide and lead us through this study today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked at the five foolish and the five wise virgins. We have had a wonderful study with that. And we ended with that 13th verse there. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh. And then it goes right into, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. And so we're going to begin this this opportunity here of learning about the travelers and the talents. And so we're going to enjoy that today. But it's so important that you know the Lord Jesus. And if you know the Lord Jesus, it's equally as important that you take the talents that he has given you and use them. And that is kind of where we're at today. And so we kind of closed last time we were together because of the five wise virgins. They too were asleep. And could they have talked to, could they have told the five foolish the need for the oil, which the oil is the Holy Spirit, which means salvation? They should have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. They should not have waited. And the five wise should have been busy telling them so. So we find that there is kind of a two sides to this a little bit. Now that we look at this 14th verse, but before then, there's just a couple of verses of Scripture that we're going to look at. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, it says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." And so we have had that now repeated a couple of times. We also have, if we'll go back to Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Turn to that with me if you'd like. I'd love for you to do that. I hope you have your Bible open and you can be reading what we're studying here. Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God, which our Savior Jesus Christ. We need to be looking for his return. Now, also, we're going to go back to Luke chapter 19, verse 13. Luke 19, 13. And he called the 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, "Occupy until I come." We need to be busy. Occupy until I come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Occupy, be busy, be working, be serving. We're too busy sometimes with the things of this world instead of serving the Lord as we should be. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, 'Peace and safety,' then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travailing upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. What were the five wise virgins doing? They were sleeping, as do others. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken, be drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet and the hope of salvation. For the God hath appointed us to wrath, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful verses of Scripture. We were in there, Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, Titus chapter 2, verse 13, Luke chapter 19, verse 13, and then the last was 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 9. And so as we looked at those verses of Scripture, I want you to understand and be prepared for His coming. Watch, therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh. Be ready. Know the Lord Jesus and be working, be in service. And that's what the next section is all about. Now, as we look at this 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Now, if we look over to verse 37 of the previous chapter, it says, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So we need to be ready. We need to be in service. We need to be working no matter what seems to be the appearance around us. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, gone for a fair period of time. He has great substance. Someone needs to carry on the burden, the work, in his absence. So he called on his own servants and delivered unto them goods, as the 14th verse says. Servants here also could have the meaning of slaves. Slaves of that day had great talents. They were great craftsmen. They had great skills. They had an occupation. They weren't just a slave as we think of a slave in times. It wasn't that way at all. They were servants. They were slaves, as it calls it here. But they were great workers, and the master gave them responsibilities. They had an opportunity to make a living, and they had an opportunity to make the master something, to make them whatever business it was. They were allowed to engage freely in business, and that's what they did. But the master had to give them monies or give them something to do their business with. And so he would give them this opportunity for them to not only make money for themselves, but more important than that, to please their master. Paying their master a sum that was already agreed upon, whatever the percentage might have been. I have given you this, now you go make something of it, and here's what you'll have for your efforts, and here's what I'll have for those efforts. some money was given unto them to be used in their trading of their master's accounts. So whatever trade they had, whatever they were using, and we're not told what it is, but then the master gets a percentage of that profit. And as we look at the 15th verse, we find that he handed out things a little bit differently, maybe, because we find unto one, he gave five talents. We're not told what this talent is. You know, we think of a talent being some special ability, you know, something that you and I could do. Now here, this was monies. It was something to do their business with. But, you know, we would think of it as a special ability, and particular in a line of work or business. But here, the talent represents a certain amount of money. There's no idea what the value of this talent is. And so as we look, we find that the first was given five, as verse 15 tells us, Matthew 25:15. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to every man according to his several abilities. So it would seem that the master really knew his servants. It would seem that he had great knowledge of their abilities, of what they were capable of doing, and so he gave one five, another two, and another one. So the first one received twice as much as the second, five times more than the third. And even the second one received twice, double, for what the third one received. But it would appear that the master knew what he was doing. It would appear that the master knew exactly what he was doing. What's important is how they used this talent, the monies that was given. Again, the master had more faith in the first because he gave him five talents. I'm sure this was done for a good reason. The master knew his servants. And then we find in the very end of verse 15, he took his journey. Gave five to the first, two to the second, one to the third. Took his journey. The talents here that we're talking about does come down to the gifts that God gives us. And so when we come back to the original meaning of the word talent, that could apply here. Because whatever it is, whether it's the mental ability, the mind, the power to reason, the power to think, whatever it is to apply what God has given us to honor and to glorify our God. Whatever he has given us, we need to serve the Lord. So whatever the ability, we are to use it to God's glory. And as the talents here in 5, 2, and 1, each are given at least one talent. We're told that here. One ability to praise God, to honor God in what we do. But some are given more. Some are given more. Now, one thing I want you to notice, that it does appear that there is no jealousy between especially the first two, the five and the one that received five talents and the one received two talents. And even the one that received the one talent. At the time, there was no suggestion, there was no statement made that you have, how's come I didn't receive as much as the one with five? How's come I didn't even receive as much as the two, the one could say? But it doesn't appear, the scripture doesn't talk about any kind of jealousy in the amount or the result of what the five and the two and the one did, as far as a jealousy that, hey, if you'd have given me more, I could have done more. That doesn't appear to be the case, and it should not be. We are to serve God with whatever ability God gives us, and we need to see that we are faithful to do that. And so let's back up here and look at a couple of verses of Scripture first. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. And he that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. So we find there, again, as we started with in verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. They're God-given. God-given. And so don't be jealous or sad because you do not have a certain ability that someone else possesses. Use the gift that God has given you and glorify the Lord with that gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but the same God that worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Wonderful advice for us to understand. Wonderful words for us to listen to. The same Spirit. The Spirit gives us, and we need to listen carefully what that is and serve Him in a mighty way. Once again, so whatever the ability that He gives us, we are to use it, not for our own advantage and our own glory, but for the glory of God. So as we come back now to Matthew chapter 25, verse 16. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. It's not the amount, but it is our faithfulness to use what God has given us. That is what's important. Let's turn back once again to 1 Corinthians. I should have had you hold to that, because we're going back right back to that 12th chapter again. And we're going to begin reading with verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by the one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased him. We all have our purpose. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the foot, to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think of less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part that lacked, that there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. So, you see, just because you may not think that you're important in what you do, you are a part of the body. If you know the Lord Jesus, you have become part of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ needs all these parts. The ones that are not so seemly, the ones that are not so comely, the ones that are visible, the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet, all the things that are seen, many times are not the most important. And God cares for all the body. And so please, please, that you would use the gift God has given you. And we're going to finish this next time we're together. But please, please, that you serve him with the talents, the abilities God gives you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?